is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this article serves as an update to an event that went down last year. However, since the article was published this year on the 22nd of February, it is fair game. Quote unquote. Mother terminated by her boyfriend at home while her 11-year-old son was quote-unquote playing a game in another room and heard them arguing. Well, sounds like the son was winning at his video game. Unfortunately, his mother was losing at the game of life. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The man who allegedly shot and offlined his girlfriend while her young son was home has been arrested, said the U.S. Marshals Service in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I wonder why the U.S. Marshals went after this guy instead of local PD. Abiud Torres, 20, allegedly terminated Tatiana Tati Vargas, 35, on December 23rd, a mere 2 days before Christmas. Okay, gentlemen, let's go ahead and put a pin in this reverse age gap relationship. The slaying occurred on the 3100 block of Hartville Street. The victim's son, age 11, heard it happen, a relative said. Quote unquote, he heard them arguing. Vargas's younger sister, Josie Vargas, said of the victim's son, according to Philadelphia ABC affiliate WPVI in a January 2nd report. Quote unquote, he was playing a game in the room, heard a shot, came outside, and saw her lying in the living room. The Marshals Service said it learned that Torres might be frequenting abandoned homes in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Kensington, according to a press release obtained by reporter Steve Keeley of Philadelphia Fox affiliate WTXF. Investigators found him Thursday. Quote unquote, at 6 a.m. this morning, more than two dozen investigators from the Fugitive Task Force assembled to investigate suspected locations Torres was believed to be hiding, they wrote. At 6:45 a.m., Torres was confirmed to be presently in a home on the 1800 block of Hart Lane. Upon being confronted, Torres complied with officers' commands and was placed under arrest without incident. Vargas had worked as an ESL teacher. Quote unquote, family meant the world to her, and she deeply loved being a mother to her son, her obituary said. Tatiana had a big heart and was generous in giving to all those around her. Blah, blah, fucking blah. I don't care. Remember, gentlemen, standard operating procedure for the lamestream media via the family. The more positive spin that they try to put on her, obviously, the darker secrets she was hiding behind her domicile walls. Abiud Torres committed a senseless, tragic crime against a woman who had her whole life ahead of her, Supervisory Deputy Marshal Robert Clark said. I am hoping that this arrest can bring some closure to the Vargas family and all who knew Tatiana Vargas. Okay. First things first. Notice something, gentlemen. The one big thing that sticks out like a sore thumb. Why was Torres frequenting abandoned homes? Well, gentlemen, there's a lot that is not being said. And of course, my deductive nature is going to go into full damn effect. There are far too many questions that are purposefully not being asked. And my question about Torres not being able to go home, quote unquote, is the biggest one that stands the fuck out to me. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down into her home. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the minor child had to go out and see his mother's freshly made carcass. Gotta give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. One and done, I'm gonna give that a 10. So Abiud Terrible Torres gets a score of 65. Okay, gentlemen. Okay, now, she's 35, he's 20, he's in her home. Gentlemen, we all know, when it comes to age gap relationships, when the woman's older, she wants to impose her will onto that man. Now, once again, the big thing that sticks out to me was the fact that this guy was frequenting abandoned homes. Did he not have a home of his own to go to? Which something tells me this kid, well, he's not a kid, he's a man. This man might have been undocumented. Possible. I'm just saying it's possible. He might have been a migrant. Just saying. But, gentlemen, the fact that this woman decided out of all the men that she could attach herself to, a 20-year-old, come on now. Yeah. We all know what that situation was about. She wanted a younger man. She's like, oh, I got my own place. You don't have a place, so guess what? I'm going to be able to control you. More than likely, she decided, you know what? I'm going to put you out. And he was like, oh, really? Well, looks like we're going to be arguing about that. And yeah, unfortunately, she fucked around and found out the hard way. No matter what a man's position in life is, a man is not going to tolerate that level of disrespect. Oh, no. Hey, ultimately, it is what it is. Now, I find it very damn rich. You still have so many old-ass women out here trying to dick police men, especially black men. saying, oh, you shouldn't get a younger woman. You should get an old, fat, black woman, a.k.a. What Monique said to Shannon Sharp. Yeah, get you an old, fat, black woman. Get the fuck out of here. No, 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 no. Nope, nope, nope. But as usual, nobody's talking about that. Now, if it was an older man dating a younger woman, everybody's got something to say about it. Fellas, do not worry about that shaming language. If you find yourself a nice younger woman in this god-awful dating market, hey, do you. But all in all, hey, far too many women who decide, you know what? I'm going to get a younger man. That way I can control him. Yeah, that does not end well, ladies. That does not end well at all. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you older women out here who think that you're going to get yourself a young man, that way you can impose your will onto him, believing that he's going to be quote unquote grateful just for you being able to provide him a place to stay. You need to understand this and understand it quickly. The power you think you have in that scenario will go out. Feminism and the idea of you being able to impose your will on a younger man because he hasn't established himself, that's going to go out right along with it. More and more older women are fucking around and finding out that just because you get a young man, guess what? He's still a man. And there are levels that he's willing to accept, and there's levels of disrespect he will not accept. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.